Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur about Darkei HaChroi, how you decide in Machlokas HaPoskim, the Rishonim, ask a stira in the sugyas. It says in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Hayushnaim echad metame vechad metare echad reisa vechad mati rabbi yishuv ben kol choymer v'shel Torah halach achar ha-machmir v'shel sofrim halach achar mekir. You have two people, one is two chachomim. One is metayer, one is metame. One asers, one is matir. Rabbi Shimon Karcha says, if it's a din Torah, you go after the machmir, and if it's a din Rabbanan, you go after the mekil. Whereas in Chulin on 43b, you see a paraisa, roitza lasis, kedivri beit shamai, oise, kedivri beit hill, oise. Ike beit shamai, ke kulenu kuchum rein, ke beit hillel, kulenu kuchum rein. So if somebody wants to follow beit shamai, you can. And follow beit hillel, you can. If you follow beit shamai, all the way. Like their kulas and like their chumas. On a follow Beit Hillel, like their kulas and like their chumas. Not pitom. What is the Gemara Chulin talking about? The Gemara Avodah Zorah tells us that you have to, in Dinei Deraisa, you have to go to Hachmir. So what do you mean you can choose Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? The Chamban, Chulin 43b, is mitarets as follows. V'yesh li loimah, mitoich shemachlekson shel tamidei Beit Shammai u'Beit Hillel gedoyla. V'chol chachmei Yisrael nechnosim tachteho v'naas islam toira k'shtei toiris. Ha'reshus v'chol odom la'as is k'divreyan k'namrinan b'yevomis b'daf yudalit amralif v'kevan shekein ze ha'roitze liyos mikas b'yis shamay v'la'as is k'divreyan v'oilam rasho yihu. I can say that because of Machlokas Tamidei Beit Shammai Beit Hillel is great and all chachmei Yisrael go into it, and it becomes like two Torahs. Each one can do what they want, like we see in Yevamis. And since this is the case, if you want to be in Beit Shammai's team, if you want to be in Beit Shammai's group, you can do it. What does the Ramban mean? Ma ani ak tirgamti et hamilim, aval ma kavanato? As biur hadvarim ukach. Shema shomrim shebeshel Torah tzarich lachet achar hamachmir. When it says in the Gemara that in Dinei Torah you have to go after the Machmir, that's only when one of the Machmir is not your Rebbe. When one of them is your Rebbe, you can go Lekula. That's what he says. If you want to be a Beit Shammai's team, you can be a Beit Shammai's team. You're allowed to. Each one can decide which group they want to go. If you want to be Shammai, Beit Hillel. But if you're not in those stores, if they're not arguing about it, if you're not in one of their teams, then go to Hachmir and Dinei Torah. Otherwise, you follow it whatever group you're with. Ke'en ze katav al chazon ish v'yore deya b'siman kufnun si'if katan alef v'nira'a deha de'amar b'shel Torah halach achar ha-machmir אינו אלא בשאין אחד מהם רבו. אבל אם אחד החכמים הוא רבו, הלך אחריו אף להכיר. That it, בשל תוירה, you go after the machmir, that's only one of them is not your Rebbe. But if one of them is your Rebbe, then you go after him, even to be Mekel. ומקרי רבו, בזמן שהוא קרוב לו, ושומע שמועותיו תמיד ברוב המצוות. And he's called the Talmud, he's called a Rebbe if you usually follow him. Most of the time you follow him. V'din ze, bein b'chaye ha-chacham, bein la'achar moto, kol sheyiduot hora'otav v'hilchotav, mipi talmidav, u'mipi svarav. And this refers to both in his lifetime and after his death of this chacham. As long as his psakim are known from the mouths of his talmidim, and from his svarim, you can follow your Rebbe. So, it would seem that the Chazon Ish is saying like the Ramban, shekol echad yachol levchor et rabo, you can choose your Rebbe and then follow him. But if you look carefully in the Ramban, you'll see lechoira that the Ramban is really not saying like the Chazon Ish. The Ramban writes about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Shemachloktan Gidola. They have a huge machlokes, two different schools of thought, of halachic thought. V'kol chachmei Yisrael nechnasim tachteha. And all of the wise men of Israel go into it. V'naset lahem Torah k'shtei Torah. And then our Torah becomes like two Torahs. You have Torah Beis Shammai and Torah Beis Hillel. וכן בהמשך דבריו הקשה על פרשו זה, מה שכתוב שם, בערב מדלב דף נחוץ בי שם בי סלע, כל היכת המשכחת ראיתנו יתרם מורי דפליגי, ומחוקס בי שם בי סלע, ולא את מערכת הלא כמה ולא כמה רדין שרוצה יכול לעשות כאחד מהמה שמרדע זה, אין לתרץ הרוצה. זאת אומרת, according to the Ramban, this is דווקא דין בי שם אין בי סלע. He emphasizes that it's a Beis Shammai Beis Hillel dika thing, that you can choose Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. But he doesn't say this both in Klali, and therefore he has a kasha that it's mashma the Gemara, that not only in a machlok is in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but other chachamim as well. You can also choose which group you're with, if you have one Tana against another Tana, or against another Amora. So it's mashma and the Ramban, that you can't say, no, you get to choose which Tana or Amora you're with. It only says that at Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But Stam, he doesn't say anything about Stam following your Rebbe. That's the word of the Chazon Ish. That's not what the Ramban says. The Chazon Ish says you can follow your Rebbe. Maybe we can say Pshat is the Chazon Ish said it's you're only his Rebbe if kishu karov lo v'shomeas shmootav tamid b'rov ha-mitzvot. When you're close to him and you hear what he has to say, his teachings, always in most of the mitzvahs. So maybe the Ramban holds that's the Chazon Ish. That's how you can choose somebody as your Rebbe. And the Ramban holds that Pashas HaGamar rotza lasas kidivrei is not mashma that you have to be Mamish's Talmud. And therefore, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, you can choose. You want to be Mekatz Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but stop to choose a Rebbe doesn't not mashma that way in the Gemara. Maybe that's the Ramban's time against the Chazon Ish. Of course, the Ramban preceded the Chazon Ish by a few months, but since he says differently, maybe that's what he would answer. The Chazon Ish says, no, you can choose your Rebbe. And if you follow him most of the time, you follow him, even the Kula. Shuvas HaRashbo, Chelek Aleph, V'Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Matzano Od Ofen, Sheyechashev Ki Rabban, Kishu Rav HaMakom, V'Hadvarim Mevo'arim, Omer HaRashba, Im Shnayim HaPoskim, Ze Oser, V'Ze Matir, Hayu Shnehem Shavim, V'Lo Noda Mi Gadol Mishnehem, B'Shel Torah, Hochin Achar HaMachmir, והבלייז כספקה דאורייתא. ובשל סופרים הלך אורחים אחר המקל. אבל אם היה רב אחד במקומם ולמדם והן אורחים אחר דבריו, זהו חלוקת ארץ ישראל ובבל. פתר בדיטרה, דאלו עושרים בלו מטרים באוכלים. ואף על פי שהוא חלב דאורייתא לדברי בני בבל. והנה במקומו של רבי אלעזר, אליעזר, קורטין עצים לעשות תחמין, לעשות איזמר, ולא מיחו בידם חכמים, כפי שהם עושים כדברי רבם. ומן הדרך הזו, כל שנהגו לעשות כל מעשים על פי אחד מגדולי הפוסקים, כמקום שנהגו לעשות כל מעשים על פי הלכות רב אלפסי, זכרונו לברכה, ובמקומות, כמקומות שנהגו לעשות כל מעשים על פי חיבור הרמב״ם ז"ל, והרי עשו אלו הגדולים כרבם. So the Rashba says that the din of the Gemara of going lechurman d'oraisis and lekulin d'rabbonos, that's if you don't have a rav. If you have a rav, then we follow the Rav, and then he brings the example of the this Chelev that we find in Maseches Psachim on page 51a. Ki osa Rabba Bar Bar Chana achal de ayitra. When Rabba Bar Bar Chana came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he ate the fat found over the straight part of an animal's stomach. The fat along the stomach consists of two parts: the inner straight portion, which is shaped like a bowstring, and the outer rounded portion, which is shaped like a bow. With regard to the fat surrounding the inner straight portion, the custom in Eretz Yisrael was lenient, whereas in Bavel it was stringent. So he ate it. So you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to follow your Rav, even if other people are more machmir. Some people have an attitude. No. Whenever machmir is always better. You mamish don't see that in Chazal and the Rishonim. Machmir is always better. There are buns, d'orais, just be machmir. Shlomo Zalman had a thing that had a thing. It's not nice to say a thing. He had a shita that Shabbos is lo'inek for lo'litzar. So in the Melo, if you're machmir and Shabbos, then you make an onek. Some people have a chumra, for example, not to wear glasses outside because it's tiltal, which is great. I'm not saying against the chumra, but if it takes away from someone's onek Shabbos, then yeah, he's getting the great chumra of not walking around with glasses. Maybe it's tiltal, or maybe he's afraid he's going to take it off and be metaltel. But what about the onek that he can't see when he's walking down the street? So that's something to consider. Anyway, you can follow your Rav, even if it's unkosher. Yanim hold it's unkosher, you can still eat it. Even though the Divrei B'nai Bavel, it's Chelev D'oraisa. So lo mafriya lanu. Because in Eretz Yisrael they ate it. Or like we spoke about in the previous year, in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they used to cut down wood to make coals, to make metal, to make a mila knife on Shabbos. Lo michu b'yadim chachamim. They're going like their Rebbe. U'min ha'derech hazu kol shenagu la'asot kol ma'asim ha'pi achad migdolei ha'poskim ki makom shenagu la'asot in a place where they follow migdolei ha'poskim. They follow the Rif, they follow the Rambam. Ravad Yosef was famous. He wanted everybody in Eretz Yisrael to follow Maran, the Shulchan Aruch. He held he's the Rebbe of Eretz Yisrael, and all the other poskim are awesome. But the poisek here is Maran the Beit Yosef, Rebbe Yosef Karo. So that was Rav Avadia's shita, which was accepted by people who follow Rav Avadia, but definitely not on a national level, as he would have wished. So, but you see this notion that you can follow your Rebbe. That's the Rashba and the Tshuvas. אז יש לחקור בטעם דין זה שבמחלוקת שלא הוכרעה. What's the reason that if you have an undecided machlokes, a Talmud can decide to follow his Rebbe, even the Kula? Is it geboit, is it banui על כך שלרב עצמו מותר לנהוג כדעת עצמו ואינו צריך לחשוש לדעה חולקת? Like we saw in the Rit from the previous year, the Rav can follow his opinion. Just like the Rav can follow his own opinion, Mimela, other people can follow the Rav. You can see Bari Li Al Pi Rebbe, that I'm sure my Rebbe is right. In other words, this Rav's Bari creates a Bari for his the Gan Space Medrash. Oh, Laif Shalaf Aresh Boy Fenachir. The reason that a Talmud is allowed to be Noi Kerabboi is Mishum Sha'afka Asher Lo Nifsaka Alacha Kechad Min HaChokim. The reason that a Talmud is allowed to be Noi Karabo is because even when the halacha wasn't paskin, like one of the Cholkim, Kapei Talmud it's considered that the halacha was paskin. In other words, there's another klal b'darchei apsak. Halacha Karabo. Ukeder shesh klalim acherim kagon halacha karav bi isurim. כמו כן אחד מדרכי הכרעה. Gemara says that we follow Rav, the Amora Rav, Nisurim. So there's another derech hachroa, that you follow your Rebbe. However, the chiddush would be that you can have a halacha being decided only vis-a-vis a certain community. And according to this explanation, the reason of this din is not because by the Talmud there's no suffik, but because mi suffik, he paskins like his Rebbe. According to the first sad, so there's no suffik at all. The Rebbe is barili, so the Talmud is barili. According to the second sad, mi suffik, he follows his Rebbe. Not that it's clear to him. Maybe a nafkamina would be if a Talmud is permitted or obligated to follow his Rebbe when he's bedas miut. In other words, if it's bari, so then you'd have to follow his Rebbe. But if it's only misafek, maybe he should be machmir. Chazon Ish katav. כאין הצד השני, גם כאשר רבים חוקים על רבו, ואף על פי כן, על התלמיד לנהוג כרבו. ומשום שדין ההכרעה על פי רוב ודעת מיעוט, בטלה, לא נאמר עליו בבית דין כאשר ישבו יחד למניין, רק בבית דין נאמר הדין אחרי רבים להטות. אבל כאשר לא ישבו למניין, לא נאמר דין אחרי רבים להטות, ודעת יחיד אינה בטלה. והכלל יחיד ורבים, הלכה כרבים, נאמר לאחד מדרכי הפסק, במחלוקת שלא הוכרעה. זאת אומרת, Chazon Ish says that even when many people argue with your Rebbe, Talmud should still follow his Rebbe. Because the din hachra al pi rov, and that the das hamiut, the opinion of the minority, is nullified. That's only said in a beis din when they sat together and they took a vote. Only in a beis din we have din vachar rav nahat, so there's no din vachar rav nahat. The Das Yachid Znat Patela and Yachid Rab Malacha Karabim is only one of the Darkei Hapsak. We also have a Derech Hapsak. Do you follow your Rebbe? And the Chazon Ish writes, to quote the Lashon of the Chazon Ish, it's always beautiful to see the Lashon inside. Shalom Ne'amar Batorah Chayav Abim La'atot Ela B'Yishivat Bedin. הוא דאמרו בגמרא יחיד ורבים הלכה כרבים, אינו רק לאחרים שאינם יודעים ממי הצדק, פוחים אחר רוב, כמו שהולכים אחר בית דין היותר גדול, כמו שיחים אחר רב באיסורה ואחר שמועות בדינה. ואינו בגמרא פשיטה יחיד ורבים הלכה כרבים. מה עוד אתם מסתבר פלמי דפלוני? מסתבר תמי מי הווה לא הלכה כרובן דסנטרין, אף יאמר חם שביר ומסתבר תמי דהדיות. אלא דלאו מדין אחרי רבים עתין הללה, מסתבר ביחיד יש עסוק יחיד, כמו שפסקו המוראים ועמים הרבה, כי יחיד. זאת אומרת, Chazon Ish is saying that we only say Achra Mahato is in Shiva's Beisdin. Then you follow the Rav. Not that it says Yachid Rav Malachi Karabim. It's only when people don't know. And they follow the Rav, like you go after the biggest Beisdin. Like you go after Rav and Isser, Shmuel and Dina, and Dina Mamanis. And not that it says in the Gemara, Yachid Pshita, Yachid Rav Malachi Karabim. Of course, and the Gemara says, no, Ma'od the same. I might think that the time of Ploni is Mistaber. You should follow the Yachid. What does it matter if his time is Mistaber? The Halacha is like the Rov Sanhedrin. The answer is, it's not Midin Achrei Rabim. And if it's Mistaber Ki Yachid, Yesh Lifso Ki Yachid. If it's more logical like the Yachid, you follow the Yachid, like the Amoraim Paskin a lot of times, like the Yachid. So the Chazon Ish references the Gemara in Beitza. It says that you might think that the Gemara Paskin is like the Rabbanan, and then it says, of course, Yachid Rabbim Lachik Rabbim, that you might think Mistaber time is Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua's time is more Mistaber, Kamash Malan. The question is, what's the Kamash Malan? We always have this question, the Kamash Malan. Can always be learned, very often be learned in at least two ways. So one way is that Kamash Malan, that even though Yeshua's reason makes more sense, we still follow the Chamim. Or you can say, and this is the way the Chazon Ish seems to be understanding, that the Kamash Malan is Kamash Malan, that we follow the Chachamim. Because Rabbi Yeshua's tam is not mistaber, but if Rabbi Yeshua's tam would be mistaber, then we'd follow Rabbi Yeshua, we'd even follow the Yachid. Why? Because we follow Yachid against the Rabbim. A lot of times, like the Amoraim do, how beka Yachid? Because if mistaber timing. So you see this Yisod in the Chazon Ish, that you can follow Yechidim. You can follow Yechidim. And if you have reason to, either if, because it's no din of Achri Rav Lahatos, either if Mistaber Taimei, or if he's your Rebbe, and the Shaila is the Klal of Halacha Karabo, Machri the Klal of Yachri Rav Halacha Karabim, or are they equal? In other words, is it automatically going through Rebbe? You can choose to go with the Rabbim or go with your Rebbe. So that's a Shaila. So there's still a lot more to talk about, of course. So Mitzvah Shem, hopefully we'll be able to continue in the next year. Thank you so much for listening.